Mentioned on numerous occasions and stating the obvious, it's been an incredibly tough week for, well, everyone throughout the sporting world, but without doubt those down at the Adelaide Football Club that were incredibly close to Philip Walsh. There were small steps taken in terms of moving forward today that had to be made, and the interim coach has been named, and the coaching director, John Worsfold. We're really pleased to have Scott Camporelli, the interim coach, join us now. Scott, thanks for your time.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Scotty, I suppose, as I said, it's... The wheels keep moving, don't they? And this was a step that had to happen. How are you feeling about the challenge ahead?
Yeah, well, as I probably said, a couple of hours ago, it's some sort of unprecedented situation. So it's going to be, a week-by-week proposition that we're going to have to look at. And, with 48 players, everyone's going to deal with the, the loss of Phil in a different way. So... got great support with the other coaches here, and obviously with John on board, who I played under at Carlton, and he spent a little bit of time here that you feel is going to be great support for us all.
You mentioned in your press conference, Campo, about the players getting back into it today, and he had a quick chat with them and then got back into training. Did you just want to just share that with the people that mightn't have heard the press conference about what you spoke about before they went out and trained?
Yeah, well, I guess, one thing, Bix, is, under, the last 3 days, everyone's probably very clouded and a bit scattered as to what's really happened and what's unfolded. So, I just touched on the group that, we need to take a deep breath and try and get some clear water and try and understand what the vision that Phil set out for us, 9 months ago. We won't waver from that. No technical stuff. This week so far, it was just more trying to get the guys' head around, their preparation and getting them to ready to compete for the weekend. So it was a lot along those lines, really.
And do you think it was a good thing to get did the players enjoy getting out there and running around and, I guess, getting back to concentrating on something else and just clearing their minds a bit?
Yeah, no, they did, Bix, and, we had a bit of a run around Saturday morning as well, so we got down here as a group again and not so much train, but, had a game of soccer and, a bit of a kick and a catch and, that was good just to be around each other again. And, we gave them Sunday off because I think it's important that, I know myself, just to have a day away from it to try and deal with your own emotions and instead of being in an environment where everyone's asking you how you're going every sort of 5 minutes. But today it was, we had to get back to work. As harsh as it sounds, but, footy clubs, as Bix, when there's adversity, there's no better place to be around. So just really trying to galvanise the group, for this week.
Campo, I think one of the most powerful things that came out of your press conference when you replied to a question, you said the players want to live and breathe what Phil put in place and there won't be any deviation from that. I think that's one of the beauties of Phil Walsh. The message was very clear in terms of how he wanted to go about it.
Yeah, no doubt, Kim. He was very black and white, very clear with his messaging. The players knew exactly what standards that he wanted to bring. His team first and, elite standards that he spoke about frequently when he first came in. They're the real drivers, the real foundation of the footy club. So we won't waver from that. And we touched on that today as a playing group. But we've got to live and breathe that still, even though he's not here. So that'll be the challenge.
There's obviously so many things that need to be put in place in terms of you're going to be the senior coach, who's going to take over the midfield, all those type of things. When will you start to be able to put those things in place, or are they already in place?
Oh, no, we've had, obviously preliminary discussions about it. Obviously, coaching the midfield, Bix, as it's a pretty holistic role. Anyway, so I'll still be keeping a bit of an eye on there, but obviously having Ryan O'Keefe and Matt Clark and also Heath Uni, who worked with me, Bix, before Ryan came on board. So those guys have got a really good handle as to, my expectations of that group and the stoppage structures, but I guess I have to have the other eye on what's going on the ground as well. So, Teague's been really valuable for us as well coming in, and Darren Milburn's been with us for a few years, so he knows the group and coaches the back line really well. So we've got really good support in there, and John will obviously come on board more not so much from a tactical point of view, but more just asking the right questions at the right time and I guess being a sounding board for us and the players.
Have you had a chance to have a chat with John at all today?
No, I haven't. We've emailed a couple of times. I was attempting to ring him this afternoon, but I've got a few commitments over the next couple of hours.
Yeah.
So I'll endeavour to get that, but we'll catch up at some stage tomorrow.
The players, I guess there's everyone's going to respond differently and there may be a scenario where there'll be some players who mightn't be ready to take the field this week. I guess when will you be able to give an assessment or make an assessment on those players and decide who is going to play and who might not quite be ready?
Yeah, look, it's once again, Briggs, it's a bit of an unknown. I mean, even if we think that, you know, they're ready to go, you just don't know. There's going to be a lot of firsts this week. Obviously, not having Phil around, like me taking the captain's run meeting, me before the game, you know, those sort of things are going to be, you know, firsts for the group, not having Phil there. So even though they may be in the right headspace during the week, you just don't know 10 minutes before a game. So we're going to, have to take it day by day. We said that to the group, let's just tick today off. Let's get through tomorrow and get in on Wednesday and we'll train. But, you know, I was really impressed with the group today. You know, the leaders really stood up today and training was excellent. So, but we're, no doubt we're going to have some troughs along the way. But, you know, the resources and the support that we've had from the supporters and the club in general has been unbelievable, really.
Our special guest is Crows interim coach Scott Camporelli. Campo, everyone talks about the players' welfare, but coaches are flesh and blood as well. I know some people dispute that at times, but how's your coaching group and yourself? How are you all holding up?
Yeah, no, it's obviously been really tough. We spend probably more time together with Phil than perhaps the players do because we're, you know, doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And, look, no doubt he's had a massive impact on all the coaches here. So it's been a really difficult time. But one thing that, you know, we did touch on this morning, the coaching group, is he would want us to move on. He would want us to prepare these guys ready to play. And live and breathe his vision that he set out in November. So we'll honour that.
Well, as we said, we know the ball has to keep on rolling. Let's talk footy in this week's game. What's the program for the rest of the week now?
Yeah, so we changed it a little bit, obviously not having to play yesterday. Sunday, I forgot what day it is at the moment. But so they'll have a little bit of a run around today, which is good. They'll have tomorrow off. Few of them are coming in just to do some touch work and stuff, and then we'll have our main session Wednesday as we normally would, and just a normal routine on the Wednesday. Thursday, normal routine, and we'll fly out Friday morning as a team and get over and just have a bit of a run around over at Subiaco over there and into the game on Saturday. So a normal week as much as we can, that's for sure.
You talked in your press conference again about the remarkable resources that Adelaide Football Club have been able to pull together very quickly to look after their staff, their coaches and their players. I guess you'd be absolutely or very proud to be part of that group who have been able to do that so quickly.
Look, as I said, Dicks, you know, the support that we've had, you know, not only internally from, you know, Rob Chapman all the way down, to see what they've put in place for, you know, the players and the staff, you know, the Coaches Association, the Players Association, you know, welfare people, counsellors, you know, there's so many people that are just putting their hands up to support the club in general. And, you know, as I said today, the supporters of the Adelaide Footy Club will be really proud of their club as to the support they've been able to give. And also the players have been really proud of what the supporters have done to, you know, the tribute Phil, who was only really with us for 9 months, but he's had a massive impact.
And as we know, Campo is with the West Coast Eagles for 5 years. It's going to be difficult for a lot of their players as well. Do you have any idea how the game, the pre-match, will be handled over there in Perth?
No, we haven't had a discussion on that yet, but, you know, as you said, we've got a big couple of weeks coming up, not only this week, obviously the showdown the week after, and he obviously spent, you know, had a lot of time and invested and had a lot of his energy into players and that group there as well. So the next couple of weeks is going to be, you know, an emotional roller coaster, I guess, to some extent. But no, as to what they're planning, I'll let the other guys take care of that. We just got to, our sole focus is just trying to get the players back into that really right headspace of competing on the weekend.
Well, Campo, good luck, mate. Thanks so much for taking 5 or 10 minutes of your time to talk to us today. It's an unenviable job you've stepped into, but you can rest assured you've got the support of everyone at the footy club, no doubt, yep. But also the supporters in the greater AFL community. So we're right behind you, mate, and I hope you do it well.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, guys.